Coordinateur, Madam President designate, Madam and Mr. Coordinator, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union, the candidate countries, the Republic of North Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia and Albania, the country of the Stabilization and Association Process and potential candidate Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as the Republic of Moldova, align themselves with this statement. On the EU regulation on the marketing and use of explosives precursors, it is critical to increase awareness of the need for action to mitigate the acquisition of dangerous precursor materials, including in the private sector. It is also important to increase engagement by relevant private sector actors in limiting the flow of explosive precursors to unauthorized end users. As set out in UN Security Council Resolution 2370 of 2017, we call upon all states to adopt and implement more stringent national measures to prevent the supply of weapons and explosives precursors to terrorists. The European Union has already undertaken a number of concrete actions in this regard, in accordance with the European Agenda on Security, and more specifically in the EU Action Plan against the illicit trafficking and use of firearms and explosives. The purpose of the EU-wide harmonized rules and closer cooperation between EU institutions, EU member states, and other relevant stakeholders, such as industry and Europol, is to reduce the risk that chemical substances are used for the illicit manufacture of explosives. With a view to improving the EU counter-IED capabilities, a regulation on the marketing and use of explosives precursors, amending Annex 17 to the Regulation Number 1907/2006 and repealing Regulation Number 98/2013 has been adopted and entered into force on the 1st of August 2019. The new regulation, which will apply from the 1st of February 2021 onwards, includes several measures to strengthen the existing rules. Firstly, it will expand the scope of the earlier regulation by adding new substances to the list of restricted explosives precursors. Secondly, current registration regimes would discontinue, as registration has proved to be weaker from a security perspective than licensing or a prohibition for members of the general public. Thirdly, it introduces more comprehensive procedures and criteria for issuing licenses, which include verifying the legitimacy of the request, security screening, and a criminal record check. In addition, these measures should facilitate greater awareness raising and information sharing along the supply chain. Lastly, they will make clear that the restrictions also apply to online sales. Online marketplaces will also be obliged to detect and report suspicious transactions. The regulation further strengthens the system to prevent the illicit manufacture of explosives as a response to the evolving threat that terrorism and other serious criminal activities pose to public security. The European Commission has developed guidelines for the implementation of Regulation 2019/1148 on the marketing and use of explosives precursors, intended to assist member states, national authorities, economic operators, and online marketplaces in the application of the regulation. Furthermore, the European Commission will report by the 2nd of February 2026 to the European Parliament, the Council and the European Economic and Social Committee on the application of the regulation through an evaluation. Let me also note that EU Customs is the gatekeeper for the passage of goods across the EU external border and remains committed to playing an active role in the appropriate control of explosives precursors at import and export. As far as international cooperation and assistance are concerned, the European Union will continue to support national capacity building efforts to address the IED threat. The European Union is actively involved, in particular in Iraq, where we support the work of the Iraqi authorities and the activities of the United Nations Mine Action Service and several operators to mitigate explosive threats in the country. Furthermore, the EU delegation in Iraq continues to chair a dedicated explosive hazards management donors meeting. As part of the counter-terrorism cooperation between EU member states and non-EU member states, on the 27th and on the 28th of November 2019, the European Union, jointly with Europol, organized its 17th Joint Referral Action Day. This joint action was coordinated in The Hague and mainly targeted inter alia manuals and tutorials explaining how to build IEDs in the context of terrorism. Finally, I would like to point out that the European Commission representative, Mrs. Charlotte Rankins from the Directorate General on Migration and Home Affairs, gave an expert presentation on the EU regulation on the marketing and use of explosives, hence providing concrete examples of the European Union's strong and long-lasting commitment in the field. Thank you, Madam President Designate, Madam and Mr. Coordinator.
Merci beaucoup à l'Union européenne.
Thank you very much to the European Union for that statement.